This is future meeting planning. Is there any discussion on either the meeting that we have later this month, or in October in Olympia, or the year at a glance?
Commissioner McIsaac.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. A couple of three things here. First, as an advertised agenda item for the Big Tent Committee, we spent a considerable amount of time last night agenda planning, particularly for 2020, but did not get into some of the other aspects of the process of agenda adoption. We got a report from staff who made some very good points about efficiencies in terms of the agenda review, but I'm interested in adding as an advertised or a noticed topic after strategic plan that agenda planning, we could be able to continue that discussion. In the Fish Committee meeting, I had recommended that we remove a update on the hatchery reform policy because it was taken off the agenda for October. But in speaking with our chair and chair of the Fish Committee, Larry Carpenter, about that, we are both interested in adding as a noticed topic an update on policy, I think it's 3619, whatever the correct number is there, just as an update on how the scheduling is going, with particular reference to the 2020 ending part of this. So a brief update there. And then lastly, on agenda item number 13, which is the cougar matter, it says cougar management briefing and public comment. And in Winthrop, we had mentioned that the notice of and possible guidance be put on here in the title. And that may not be necessary or may be necessary. I guess it depends on whether or not it's presumed always when there's a briefing of the commission that in response to the briefing, there can be some reaction in terms of planning. This one is primarily on the science behind the cougar management, which is a very good thing. Very looking forward to that. In case there's some clarification of the process, I think it would be good unless there's objection from commissioners here, that we anticipate a possible discussion about guidance on how to optimize this as we move towards March and April. So again, I'm not sure if we need to put guidance in there and possible guidance. We've done that in the past. We have not always done it, and there has been guidance. So I don't think it hurts, though, to put that out there so the public and the staff know that. And that's all I have.
Is there any reaction to Commissioner McIsaac's comments regarding the agenda? Well, okay, this is
Commissioner.
Go ahead.
Comment. Commissioner McIsaac, the reason we didn't put possible guidance on it is because I believe Commissioner Thorburn made a mention about because of where they were in the process, probably wasn't a good idea to put it on there. But we can establish something certainly, like if it's always implied or always not implied, then we can figure out something around that in Big Tent as well.
I don't have strong feelings of that. I think we're anticipating actually a wildlife committee meeting where we prepare for this as a teleconference the week of October 6th. So we can discuss it further then, I think.
We are at a bit of a, we are, the fact that our chair is ill and not on the phone call makes me reticent to make any major changes without his approval. He is the person who makes final decisions on our agendas. So my advice on all of these is to take them under serious consideration, discuss it with Larry, and have the agenda be retained as a draft until final decisions are made. That said, on the Big Tent Committee, my committee, I don't have a problem adding back, and actually intend to continue the agenda discussions until we've thoroughly vetted all of the issues. But I do believe that the agenda planning discussion at the last meeting took a considerable amount of time, taking away from time of an issue that I think is great important. So Don, let you and I talk about that offline, and we'll make the changes or not in the next week or so. And then certainly on the Fish Committee, we have to have Larry's approval, even though it's Don, you said that he has approved the change you'd like to make. We just need to have him verify that before the change is made officially. So in terms of, but thank you very much. You are the person who is the watchdog of our agenda planning, and we are getting better at it as we go along. But are there other comments to the agenda planning discussion just for this, the October meeting? So the executive summary is we'll talk to Larry and make the changes, assuming that we get his approval. Is there further discussion on agenda planning or the year at a glance? Future meeting planning. Checked off the list.